It is finally time to announce the Money Summit. The Money Summit has been a passion project of mine for quite some time now. What it is I bring together all of the best minds in personal finance, all female speakers, to share their favorite topics with you for free. Topics are going to be covered such as budgeting, travel hacking, paying off debt, tax planning, something we all need to do but don't always love to do that, investing in real estate, retirement. If you feel like you are just so confused on all of these things, we're going to cover all of that and even minimalism. This is a must-attend event. Mark your calendars now. It's going to be amazing. July 20th through the 22nd. Get your seat at whitneyhanson.com/moneysummit and you will get in on all of the free content. Cannot wait to see you. You are going to love it and get to learn from all of these amazing people. See you soon. Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds Podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hanson, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show. Hey guys, welcome to today's solo episode. So I'm going to start doing a few solo episodes and let me tell you the story of why this is the case. I had lunch with a friend who is also a listener of this show. And as we were eating lunch, we were talking and he mentioned how much he loved the podcast and how he enjoys this and just gets a lot of value from it. But he wanted to hear more from me. And it kind of put me on the edge of my seat a little bit. I was like, what? You want to hear more about me? And so it was kind of one of those things where I don't really like talking about myself. I think most of us are that way. Hopefully you can relate. But it's something that I need to be better about because, as he mentioned, I have a story that is powerful and could help you too. And so this is going to be, I'm going to share with you guys my debt-free story, like how I got to where I am today, in case you're interested in that. That's what I'm going to be talking about. So for you to really understand where I come from and why this stuff is so important to me, why I love talking about money and podcasting about money and doing all this stuff, which takes up a lot of time and mental energy. This is why I actually do it. So let me take you back to 2006. That's the year I graduated from high school. And if you're trying to do the math, yes, that makes me 28. I'll be 29 next month. So as I was going through this whole process, I had a really crappy childhood. I think most of us do, but it just was not great for me. And so I graduated from high school. And the night of my high school graduation, I moved 2 hours away to Boise, where my mom had lived at that time, and started cosmetology school the very next day. So I did the nail tech portion, which means I did toes and fingers. That was my job. And I learned that it was a little craft of skill that I could do during the summer. So the training took about 2 months. And then by the time I graduated from nail school in August of 2006, I started my college career at Boise State. So that's where I attended school. And when I was in high school, I discovered accounting and it was actually more like bookkeeping and thought it was super cool. So I decided for me that accounting was going to be my major. So that's what I studied in college. And what that little mini career did for me, that little nail tech trade where people were kind of like, what are you doing? It allowed me to be financially independent. So that was something that was really important to me, but it wasn't just important, it was necessary. I didn't have the financial means from my family to help me get through college. So I had to figure this stuff out. And so for me, it was like, I can serve or I can be a nail tech. And I knew being a nail tech actually meant that I had more control over my income. So that's the route that I chose. Okay, so that's all fun and good. But what that little mini career, that little trade did for me too, was it allowed me to save up some money. So market 2008. This is when I think we all know this market crash. And it was a really freaking scary time, especially for me too, where I was more or less self-employed. My income was 100% commission. So it was a scary time in the market and for myself too. But I had banked up quite a bit of money and I noticed that this was a good opportunity. So every time the market crashes, it's scary as heck, but that's a great time to make some really smart financial moves. So the market crash, I found a house and put in an offer on my house. And here's the crazy part. So I was initially making an offer on my house for $10,000 more than what I ended up purchasing it for. And at that time, I was going through the process of closing and negotiating with my realtor. And I was 19 years old, so I had no idea what the heck I was doing. I was leaning on my realtor so heavily. So Mary Walters, thank you so much. You were a rock star for me. You were really the rock I needed. And we found out that the house right next door to mine sold for $10,000 less. So we did some like makeshift negotiating and I ended up getting my house for $10,000 less, which was really cool. So what I did for that, and I don't typically recommend people buy a house in college because it's transitional years. You don't know where you're going to be. You don't know what your career is going to be. It's just a really tough time in people's lives. And so for me, I knew that I wanted to stay in Boise. I love it here. I think it's amazing. It's a really fun city. And so I rented two of my rooms out to a couple of my friends. So each of them paid about $300 for rent. They shared a bathroom. I had the master, fittingly, right? Of course, it was my house. So I lived in my master and then rented out the two rooms. And that allowed me to actually only have to pay about $300 or $400 for my house. It was a really, really great way to go. I would not do anything different. It worked out perfectly for me. But it was because I was able to buy when the market was low. So fast forward a little bit. Here's 2010. And this is when I started graduating from college. So it took me 4.5 years. That's for another story. I had to take one class my last semester, which really pissed me off, but that's the way it worked. And so I graduated in 2010 with my bachelor's in accounting. And I remember holding that piece of paper, because it was an actual paper then, believe it or not, and thinking, what the hell did I do? Why didn't I work a little bit harder in college? Because I had $30,000 in debt, guys, which is no small amount of money. That was a lot of money. And I remember thinking and just regretting and making all these decisions and thinking, why didn't I do this? I could have did this, and playing the what if game. And honestly, that was a really painful time in my life. And so I put together a plan. I got a job right out of college. I was a staff accountant. I hustled and used my network to get jobs that were not on the market, that weren't on Indeed.com or anything like that. And so I was able to get a job as a staff accountant. And that's where I started working. And here I am facing this decision. What do I do with this $30,000? And so I could have did a lot of things, right? I could have ignored it. I could have let it just sit there and just paid the minimum payments and been completely fine. But for me, I realized that that debt was making decisions for me. It was a big deal. So what do I mean by that? How was debt making a decision for me? Well, think about it. I was making a little bit of money, but I had a huge student loan payment that I had to take care of. So I wasn't able to take a job at like a really killer nonprofit that I believed in because I had debt obligations, and I definitely couldn't start my own business yet because I had this debt that I had to pay for. It was a big portion of my income. So that's when I started to put together a plan, and I made a really good decision that I'm proud of, but it wasn't easy in the time. And that was to continue working at the salon. The job that I dreamed of quitting for 4.5 years, I kept working there. And I was working as a staff accountant, which always made for interesting conversations when people asked what I did. It was always fun. I'm an accountant and an LTech. They're like, what? So it still doesn't make a lot of sense, I know. But what I did is I put together a plan. My plan was a budget. Yeah, like shocking, right? So I would put together a budget. I would plan my income. And I gave up everything that was considered quote unquote fun. No eating out, no Starbucks, broke my heart. And that's what I did. And so between the two jobs, I was living on my salon income, which was the smaller of the two. And I was putting all of my accounting income towards my debt to pay it off as quickly as I possibly could. And I knew that I had 6 months, that grace period that you have with your student loans. I knew that I had that to work with. So I was really trying to capitalize on that and make sure that I was taking advantage of that 6 months as well. And so what I did is I did all of that stuff, kept working the two jobs. I was working 70 to 80 hours a week, which was total shit. I hated it. Really. I mean, it's not fun. It sucked. But between the two jobs and my plan, I was able to pay all off in just 10 months. And so that's when I started to see that this was kind of cool and it was actually kind of fun. And frankly, people are like, oh, 10 months, you must have been making great money. Dude, I wasn't. I seriously was making, I think, $45,000 total. Yeah, seriously. The math doesn't always add up, but I did sell my furniture. I moved in with my boyfriend. We split rent at his place. And so I did a lot of things that were helpful for my financial life, but I wasn't making bank. So anybody that says you have to be making a significant amount of money, that's just bullshit. You do not have to. You can make this stuff happen on very little income if you're willing to sacrifice. That's the key piece there. So that's where it all started. And I started coaching people for fun. Friends and family were like, hey, Whitney, how do you do this? Like, how'd you pay off all this debt? And I would sit down and I'd show them how to budget, and I'd show them how to put together a get out of debt template and figure out how, you know, what's the best way? What's the best strategy? How do you do all this stuff? And then that's when my business started to blossom. I went back to school for my master's in business. And when I was there, I learned about a program called Venture College, which is a student business incubator. And they help students get their businesses off the ground. And so I joined that program thinking, maybe I can make a couple $1,000s a month off of this. That would be really cool. So that was my initial start. And that's when I really fell in love with this stuff. But I'm going to take you guys back a little bit further, because I think it's really important for you to understand my entire journey, not just my highlight reel, which is very much what my debt-free story is. But really, the real reason why I am so passionate about helping people and helping women with money more specifically is because I watched my mom stay in a really abusive and addictive relationship for 27 years. And the sole reason she was in that relationship for so long is because she didn't have the money to leave. She was broke. She didn't go to college. She graduated high school, but that was the extent of her education at that point. And she had six kids. So she legitimately felt trapped. And that money, well, lack of money, I should say, is what kept her even more trapped. And so that's why I started to become really passionate about this stuff, is I saw her struggles and I saw that it was an abusive relationship, guys. Like, I hate to say this, but she really left the relationship for her life. She was literally scared for her life. It was a very, very toxic, very dangerous relationship. And then when she finally divorced, I remember I moved to Boise my junior year of high school, and we were living in this like tiny little apartment. And for a period of time, we slept on the floor. There were six of us. I mean, we were broke. We were really freaking broke. And so we slept on the floor. And I remember one day my mom and I were walking and we found a mattress in the garbage can. And so you better believe it, we grabbed that and we were stoked. We took that back to the house and we were so excited. And so for me, I was 16 years old at that time. And I remember thinking, holy crap, this money stuff, it matters. It matters a lot. And if you don't learn how to take control of your money and be able to earn income, you're going to struggle for a long time. And you might even be stuck in really shitty relationships like my mom was, because you don't have money or the ability to manage it. So really big turning point. And when I saw that mattress, that taught me my very first personal financial lesson, which is the true difference between a want and a need. And I know that sounds crazy and that sounds a little weird, but that's where I got my start. And so ever since then, I have been just super passionate and made it my mission to help as many women as I possibly can not go through what my family had to go through. So in case you're wondering, she's doing great now. She has a couple degrees. She's kind of kicking butt, just got a real estate license. So she's really taking ownership of her life. But that's where it all started. That's where it all stemmed for me. And that's why I am so passionate about this stuff. And so the reason I share that with you is not so you can be like, whoa, dude, mattress changed my life. That's not at all what it is. It's to share with you that we all have a story. Right? Our story may not be this like amazing thing where you're like, wow, I was killing it. And I mean, it might even be a story where maybe you were given a lot of money and you don't know how to talk about that. Maybe you're embarrassed about that, or maybe you're excited about it, but you don't know how to like change the world with your story. I really think that the deeper you dig into your personal story and find your why with life, the better you're going to be with managing your money, because money's just a tool. I think we all know this, but really internalize this, guys. Money is just a tool. It can make your life better or it can make your life worse. But at the end of the day, it's a tool. That's all it is. You are in control of how you choose to manage your money. And the sooner you figure this stuff out, the better off you're going to be. It doesn't have to be quite so stressful. If you're trying and you're like really working hard and you're just trying so hard to figure out how to budget and pay off debt and build up your savings and put money for retirement, but also take that family vacation and make sure you feed your kids healthy stuff too, because you know that's important. It's like, oh my God, all the things that we have to do is so overwhelming. But just start with one thing. The best place to start is with a budget. So that's where I want you guys to all go back to. Think through this in your life and start with a budget. That's the most important piece of your entire financial life. And so how to create a budget can be a little bit confusing. If you go to my website, whitneyhansa.com, I've got free courses, free workshops, blog posts, all the stuff about budgeting is on there. And if you're trying to figure out how do you budget even more, I've got a values-based budgeting course that I am a big fan of. So it teaches you how to spend on things that really matter to you and not all the other crap, and how to put your money where your heart is, more or less. So those are all the things that I have for you today. I hope you've enjoyed this solo episode. I'm definitely going to be doing more of these because I think it's important for you guys to get to know a little bit more about my story. And as my friend said, don't hide behind the mic. So here I am showing up, being vulnerable, and I hope you've enjoyed it at least a little bit. Thank you so much for listening in. If you've liked it, leave me a review, subscribe, do all the things that help my podcast and get this message out there to more people. I really do appreciate you guys. You make this so much fun. This journey has been a blast with the podcast. I appreciate you, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. See you guys later.